In business, there's no room for guesswork. Every shipment matters. Every deadline counts. When you're trying to keep operations running smoothly, the last thing you need is uncertainty. That's why reliability is at the core of USPS Ground Advantage. From the moment your package is first scanned in, it moves through a secure nationwide network, aiding in a timely and accurate delivery. You get near real-time tracking so you can keep up with your shipments. And with affordable upfront pricing, there are no hidden fees or surprise surcharges to throw off your cost sheets. It all adds up to predictable deliveries you can depend on. Because knowing your logistics are handled lets you focus on everything else: your customers, your team, and the future you're building. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to start shipping with confidence. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.
Back to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by the Downtown Lincoln Foundation on 93.7 The Ticket.
We're back here with One-on-One with DP once again. DP on a plane to Las Vegas. So myself and Austin Overman, I'm Jake Balkovin in studio with you here, kind of breaking down what's going to be a busy week in Nebraska football. We were just talking during the break. I did want to mention, I know this will anger a lot of people, but I always get excited for some PJ Fleck news. How about PJ Fleck 7-0 in bowl games at Minnesota now, after beating New Mexico in what was a beautiful matchup of at least uniforms out there, 20-17. Minnesota finishes the season at 8-5. Very interesting year for Minnesota. Obviously, they got blown out in some of the bigger games, destroyed by Iowa 41-3. Did beat Nebraska, as we know, 24-6. It's kind of just an interesting year for them to finish. I suppose not all that. Maybe you would expect Minnesota to yearly finish around 8-5. But what do you make of 7-0 in bowl games? That's, as much as we belittle bowl games and talk this and that about it, that's rather impressive.
We also belittle Minnesota and that's like how they treated Nebraska. Sorry, that's a good on PJ Fleck. Bet the mortgage on him every postseason, I guess. Betting advice. Do not do it. You did not hear it from me. It was said in jest. Good on PJ Fleck and the Gophers, though, right? They know what they stand for. They know they're going to go compete. But I think it just is that old adage of you know what travels, right? Defense, run game. When you're not ready, you're familiar with how Minnesota plays, it can kind of punch you in the mouth. Now, if you are ready for it and you are familiar with it, it can still punch you in the mouth, see 24-7. Good on PJ Fleck. It's just one of those neat little like quirks or pieces of trivia that when PJ Fleck loses his next bowl game, oh, do you know PJ Fleck had just rattled off 13 bowl wins in a row before he just lost one? It's just weird, just funny. That's the fun. That's the joy of college sports, is now that we want to see, you know, PJ Fleck in Minnesota happy. But from a statistical kind of nerdy trivia standpoint, hey, that's kind of cool. Look at PJ Fleck go.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? One way or the other, that's definitely a good way to get like the offseason feelings going well, right? Regardless of maybe you've come up a little bit short in the regular season, which is interesting to kind of look back at, you know, his 9-win seasons. You finished with 8-win, you know, kind of regular seasons. The 8 wins obviously finished with 7. Just kind of boosting it that way in the offseason. A couple other bowl games to kind of look up in as far as the Big Ten goes. Northwestern finished off the season 7-6 with a 34-7 victory over Central Michigan. So that's at least good, you know, finish above 500. A little bit surprised to see Penn State destroy Clemson, or at least, you know, win fairly easily, 22-10. So the Big Ten is off to a pretty good start in the bowl season. Are you a cheer for the Big Ten? Do you think that's going to help Nebraska look better or something at this point?
No, absolutely not. Do you think the Big Ten is cheering for Nebraska against Utah?
I think to a degree.
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
I do not have the same level of loathing for every team in the conference. Like Penn State beats Clemson, okay, cool, good for you. We see you once every 5 years, so be it. Rutgers, if they, you know, beat Kansas State in a bowl game or whatever, hey, cool, look at little old Rutgers go. I'm not rooting for them. I'm not necessarily rooting against them. But even in like these bowl games, sure, maybe I'll pull for the Big Ten a little bit more, but I'm not rooting for Indiana or Ohio State to win the whole thing just because it'll make Nebraska look better.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think There's a time and place for that, right? I mean, if Nebraska's 10-2 and you know they're, you know, trying to argue to get in the playoffs and stuff like that, yeah, then you definitely can lean in and cheer champagne the Big Ten. I was always impressed that the SEC, as much as the heated rivalries they have down there, do kind of unify and support, you know, hey, we are the conference. And it's kind of helped, you know, I think the Big Ten and their identity and winning these last couple championships has kind of helped form that. And for the SEC, it was just kind of like, it was such a dominating period for 15, 20 years. It was like, all right, well, let's just all jump in on this. And
well, the SEC didn't care about bowls when they lost, right, Bach? If they weren't playing for the national championship, you know, well, it just didn't matter to the SEC. I mean, look at the rings that Georgia and Alabama are winning. So we're good. But if they win, oh, yeah, I mean, look at the SEC. We're so strong. They had their cake, and they ate it, too. It was pretty great. Sick deal.
Which the conference, I think the SEC, I'm trying to look at the ranking.
11-54, how will it help Nebraska next year?
In business, there's no room for guesswork. Every shipment matters. Every deadline counts. When you're trying to keep operations running smoothly, the last thing you need is uncertainty. That's why reliability is at the core of USPS Ground Advantage. From the moment your package is first scanned in, it moves through a secure nationwide network, aiding in a timely and accurate delivery. You get near real-time tracking so you can keep up with your shipments. And with affordable upfront pricing, there are no hidden fees or surprise surcharges to throw off your cost sheets. It all adds up to predictable deliveries you can depend on. Because knowing your logistics are handled lets you focus on everything else: your customers, your team, and the future you're building. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to start shipping with confidence. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.
How will Penn State winning a bowl game help Nebraska next year? How will Indiana or Ohio State winning a bowl game help Nebraska next year? And if one of those two teams wins the national championship and Nebraska knocks them off, that's the only way. That's the only way that it helps Nebraska next year. It has so little to do with anything, you know? So not that I want to wish ill on people, but I have no reason, no clear reason, at least to me, to root for Indiana. Their success isn't Nebraska's success. They don't get to claim a piece of that. I'm not going to do it. You can't make me.
Again, fair enough. And then part of it, too, is just this long losing streak against the top end of the conference and all that. Yeah. Stuff. It's like Nebraska's place is very firmly set where we know kind of where it is. It's not going to be strayed one way or the other because some other teams win some games.
No, Big Bang Hank, the better your opponents look, the more recruits and money they get. Hope they all lose. Mm. I don't know if that's true to quite that extent. You're not competing for necessarily the same recruits all the time. But yeah, I mean, you want you to look better. You want your direct competition to look worse. It's better for you that way. Now, you want to be good enough that a win over them means something for you, but you don't want them to look so good. Does it increase the rev share if more Big Ten teams win? I don't know. But again, you should have enough money to look better in 7-5 on average over any 5-year span. Go spend it better.
So far, Big Ten 5-0 in the postseason. Other conferences as you look at it.
Okay, 0-7-3-9. The conference being successful helps Nebraska if they're in the bubble next year as conference looks better. They won't look back to this year and say, oh, Indiana won last year, so Nebraska deserves to be in this year. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. It's just not. Over the long run, if the Big Ten continues to get 3 or 4 teams in, maybe. But in any one year, and we're still so new in this playoff, I don't think it helps Nebraska to the degree that the rest of you do. I really don't.
And again, it's kind of like if all things play out well for Nebraska to be in a playoff race, you know, then maybe there's a potential there. I mean, I do think it helps in general, just kind of the perception, right? Perception is reality. And, you know, at least the perception across the nation, if the Big Ten continues to do well in the postseason, I think can kind of help. Okay, that's one of those Big Ten teams. But I mean, especially if Nebraska loses to Utah and it's the only Big Ten team to that point that have lost. And it's like, okay, well, now everybody except for Nebraska is probably being pulled up by the Big Ten rankings or the postseason play and not the Huskers. But I mean, I like the idea back when it was more regional. And then you had more kind of a regional argument about, well, yeah, come try to play in the Midwest and, you know, in November, right? Or, you know, come try to play in the SEC, all that sort of stuff. Now it's just less like, is the conference, if USC and Rutgers win, what does that mean for Nebraska in the middle of the country? Not sure it means a whole lot.
If anything.
Yeah.
If anything. I just refuse to believe that it means that much. It doesn't hurt Nebraska if the conference wins, but it doesn't help that much. It can't help that much.
Well, like the SEC. SEC is 2-4 in the postseason so far. Is that going to be a major talking point? We'll see if it continues. it might be. And we've certainly had years where this happens. And then to your point, you kind of, yes, you say, well, we just didn't want to be there or whatever. But it's interesting. Again, I think there's at least a talking point there, but that's really all it kind of expands to is just kind of talking. It doesn't obviously do much for on the field and unless you kind of very narrowly kind of get into that kind of playoff discussion next year with a few teams. But again, so far, let's go to these conference records. Big Ten 5-0, so good start there. As we talked with the SEC at 2-4, the Big 12 is at 2-0. The ACC at 4-4. You look at some of the other conferences. American at 4-3. Conference USA 3-3. Dependent 0-1. The MAC 2-3. Mountain West 2-5. The Pac 12 1-0. And the Sun Belt 2-4. So go Big Ten.
Go Big Ten.
5-0. Yeah.
Go Big Ten.
We just need a chance.
That's not me. Good.
No, yeah. It's never Austin. He doesn't care.
What is it? Go Big Ten, or is that too close to Go Big Red? Is it B1G? Is that the chance?
Well, the SEC just sounds so good. You can't just go Big Ten.
Big Ten.
Big Ten.
Big Ten.
Yeah. Well, you need a thump. Yeah. There you go.
Big Ten. Big Ten.
I think BIG would be pretty cool.
If you're going to try to match the SEC, but again, they can't. Do they have the market cornered on three character chants?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It sounds good.
But again, I don't care because I'm not rooting for the Big Ten. So the rest of you have at it.
We'll see. Again, fun to go down that talking point because a lot of different feelings. And again, I don't think it goes too much beyond feelings and words. But that'll wrap it up for this segment. We've got one more hour of one-on-one coming up next with myself and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
In business, there's no room for guesswork. Every shipment matters. Every deadline counts. When you're trying to keep operations running smoothly, the last thing you need is uncertainty. That's why reliability is at the core of USPS Ground Advantage. From the moment your package is first scanned in, it moves through a secure nationwide network, aiding in a timely and accurate delivery. You get near real-time tracking so you can keep up with your shipments. And with affordable upfront pricing, there are no hidden fees or surprise surcharges to throw off your cost sheets. It all adds up to predictable deliveries you can depend on. Because knowing your logistics are handled lets you focus on everything else. Your customers, your team, and the future you're building. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to start shipping with confidence. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.